Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Good Friday afternoon to you, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in taking you into the weekend. And it is going to be a beauty. Austin's all over that one. He'll have an update for us coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and take a leap and look into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, FDOT is reporting a couple of resurfacing projects beginning next month. I want to give you a heads up here. In April, you can look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard, from Davis Highway to Baisden Road, and on Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaacs Lane. During the construction period, you're going to encounter lane closures, traffic shifts, and maybe some detours. Lane closures will be limited to nighttime hours from 8 to 6. Early voting for the April 1st special election getting underway tomorrow, continuing through next Saturday. That's the 29th. Two races will be on the ballot: U.S. House District 1 special election and the Florida House District 3 primary. And also tomorrow, the sound of blues will fill the air at the first Belmont DeVillers Street Market. Party starts at 3 with music, food, vendors participating throughout the weekend. Belmont Street, by the way, closed during that event.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A pair of Republican-led measures to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America are set to head to the House floor after advancing through the House State Affairs Committee. One bill requires state agencies and schools to update educational materials to reflect the name change, while others seeks to amend 52 sections of state law accordingly. If approved by the legislature and signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, the changes could take effect on July 1st.
Well, Visit Pensacola confirms 2024 was historic for tourism. With more than 2.5 million visitors to our area, that translates into an economic impact of more than $2 billion. Visit Pensacola's president and CEO, Darren Schaefer.
Record-setting year. We collected more tourism development tax than we have ever before. And that translates into more local option sales tax. And those are the kind of things that help offset the costs that our residents have. So to the tune of $513 this year, taxes that don't have to be paid by our residents per household.
Okay, Schaefer says there was a 2% increase in visitor numbers and a record $22 million in tourism development tax collections. Hey, the wife of a Florida doctor found dead in a mansion over a decade ago has been ordered to pay $200 million to his children. Gary Baumgarten has more.
This after a civil court finding that 64-year-old Rebecca Schwartz is responsible for her husband's death. 74-year-old Dr. Stephen Schwartz was found dead in his garage after being shot twice. Although there were never any criminal charges, a civil wrongful death lawsuit determined she killed or participated in the killing of the well-known kidney specialist. She was accused of embezzling money from her husband for years. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And help is on the way. If you've ever wondered if your home is a hotspot for termites, University of Florida Dr. Thomas Chavanc has created an online termite distribution map, updated in real time to determine what species you may be dealing with. He says this will give you more awareness and therefore better protection. He says South Florida is dealing with serious risks because of an explosion of invasive termites, which usually swarm the area from March until May.
And when we're talking about South Florida, if you're thinking about maybe doing a road trip down to the Keys, a wildfire burning between Miami and the Keys continues to impact traffic and air quality. Eben Brown has this report from the Keys.
A wildfire burning through 25,000 acres near Homestead, Florida, between the Florida Keys and Miami, is only about a third contained, according to firefighters in Florida's Forest Service. Warnings about air quality are posted advising people with respiratory ailments to remain indoors or keep windows closed. The fire is prompting sporadic road closures along U.S. 1, impacting travel between the mainland and the Keys. Dry and windy conditions are expected to continue, making conditions ripe for brush fires. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Other spots include just the usual areas, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 61 degrees. It's going to be a low of 50 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, highs are going to be in the low to mid-70s, but lows will still be pretty chilly.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks end up, snapping a four-week losing streak. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks pairing from earlier big losses and ending in the green after President Trump said there will be flexibility on his reciprocal tariff plan. And Boeing a big winner today on Wall Street with the stock rising 4% after the Pentagon awarded the plane maker with a key new contract to build the latest generation of jet fighters over rival Lockheed Martin. Shares of Lockheed Martin fell over 5% on the news. The Dow winners, Boeing, Apple, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Nike, Home Depot, and Visa. The Dow up 32 points, the NASDAQ higher by 92, S&P 500 up 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a Columbia University student activist who was detained by federal agents and sent to Louisiana, fighting for his freedom. Court records show that Mahmoud Khalil made a brief appearance today in court. He's currently being held in a detention center, which is about 2 hours north of Baton Rouge. His lawyers argued in court papers that they do not have access to his records. The next court date was set for April.
Okay, 417, News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Elon Musk met with Pentagon leaders, but was not briefed on any war planning. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Billionaire Elon Musk met with the defense secretary and other Pentagon leaders as part of the administration's efforts to cut federal spending, but President Trump forcefully knocked down a report in the New York Times that Musk would be shown highly classified details about planning for a potential war with China.
He's finding tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse. But I certainly wouldn't want, you know, Elon has businesses in China, and he would be susceptible perhaps to that.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he welcomed Musk to the Pentagon to talk about efficiencies and innovations. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the NTSB calling for safety evaluations of 68 bridges nationwide. This comes a year after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. The NTSB criticized Maryland officials for not conducting necessary safety assessments before the accident. San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge is among those on the list that the NTSB says needs safety evaluations. Apparently, its district says it has strong safety measures and will submit a report to federal authorities. So, man, some pretty high-profile bridges getting involved in this.
News Radio 92.3, busy afternoon, 418, President Trump signing an executive order to expedite and expand American production of critical minerals. Edward Lawrence has more from Washington.
The order uses the Defense Production Act to speed up the production and mining of critical rare earth minerals. Now, the president using this wartime authority because he realizes the U.S. needs these minerals to survive in the future. Now, yesterday, the step was taken unexpectedly, and in fact, new processing centers and mining operations for rare earth minerals have been bogged down in regulations and restrictions here in the U.S. So at the moment, China controls 60% of rare earth mining and about 85% of the processing worldwide. These elements are in everything from fighter jets the U.S. makes to cell phones that we all use. That and China's overt actions worry many Republicans.
All righty, just about 419. We'll take a quick break here when we return. Got to sit down with Scotland Wilson. Going to talk about some of the weather going on. That and more coming up on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida's chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state, but we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 6th annual Axles for Alzheimer's and Kids All-Wheel Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and the Gulf Coast Kids House is Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church. See Axles for Alzheimer's on Facebook for more. The inaugural Wine on the Water Food and Wine Festival is Saturday at Maritime Park, benefiting Sacred Heart Foundation. For tickets and info, see givesacredheart.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Right now. 423 News Radio, 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Just loving every minute of it. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. You know, I love events that had a kickoff, great first year, and that's what we're talking about this afternoon. We're talking about that hurricane program. No, not that hurricane program, but a hurricane program that is inviting girls entering 7th, 8th, and 9th grades to participate in this program. What's the program all about? Let's go to the person that we need to talk to, Scotland Wilson. Hey, Scotland, how you doing today?
Hey, Dad, how are you?
We're doing great and very excited about the Hurricane program. And you know what? We first spoke to you about this almost over a month ago, I think it was, wasn't it? We discussed this thing.
Yeah, it was. It was right after applications initially opened, yes.
There you go. Okay, so where do we stand? How are the applications going? I know deadline's coming up next Friday, March 28th.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They continued to roll in. I was out of the office today, but I do know that an application came in. So we got an email like, hey, ladies, on the advisory board, go ahead and start evaluating this. So we had our first round because we accept ladies on a rolling basis. So our first round of applications that came in, those ladies were notified, and now we're accepting our second round. And if you didn't meet the acceptance score, then you weren't notified just yet, because we do cap it at 20.
Okay.
So we're still accepting girls, and we have a set score that you need to meet off of our evaluation. And then we'll notify everyone after applications close and everyone's evaluated after March 28th. But what is camp all about and who can come? So the only criteria to be able to apply to the Hurricane Camp is you must be entering 7th, 8th, or 9th grade for the next school year, and you must be an Escambia County resident. So that's the only criteria. Other than that, camp is just tons of fun, so who wouldn't want to apply? We last year, the girls were able to get CPR certified. That can be used anywhere in life, especially if you are that age range and maybe you will be a babysitter soon. You'll have that certification. Mm-hmm. They were able to get trained in self-defense by the sheriff's office. We went out to the beach. They learned about beach safety. And we also had a National Weather Service meteorologist come, and she taught them about hurricane season. And each activity, or each speaker that we have, has an activity. So we were able to go up on the pier and spot sharks, as well as spot rip currents. We had Sue Strong come from WEAR. She talked to them about the journalism experience. And then we had a county PIO. They made a mock press release. And then we had a mock press conference where the girls were able to serve as the media or serve as a county official speaking at the press conference. So it's such a fun camp, and it's 4 days long, Tuesday through Friday. And this year it'll be June 10th through 13th.
And it sounds like, you know, you've got it spaced out to where each day has its own specific topic, and there's never a down day during this time.
Oh, no. From the moment the girls come in, we are rocking and rolling from that Tuesday morning all the way until that Friday afternoon, where we end with a ceremony celebrating the girls where parents can come in. It is not an overnight camp, so parents do pick up every day starting at 4:30, but we did get some remarks last year. We wish this was an overnight camp, so I don't know. Maybe we could look towards that in the future, but for now, it is just a day camp.
Okay, Skylar Wilson, somebody listening to us this afternoon, and they are interested. How do they go about submitting that application?
Absolutely. So it can be downloaded on our website, myescambia.com/hurricane, and hurricane is spelled H-E-R-R-I-C-A-N-E. So applications can be downloaded there, and they can be submitted to Public Safety on W Street, 6575 North W Street. They can be dropped off there, or they can be scanned in to our email, hurricane@myescambia.com.
Well, if it's not a snowstorm, if it's not a hurricane, if it's not a natural disaster, you're all over it. And we thank you for your time this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Skylar Wilson, Escambia County meteorologist / public information for community events. And this is hurricane is falling under her lap. So she does a great job. Year two, amazing first year. So they're going at it once again. Deadlines for the applications coming up next Friday, March 28th.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on you wouldn't expect. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spots, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to be beautiful days with highs into low to mid 70s.
Yeah, they are going to be very nice. And a matter of fact, we maybe start needing to turn our attention to that SPF 30 SPF and make sure you take care of that skin.
Yes.
Because the UV rays are starting to really ramp up out there. Hey, interesting weekend. Contour Airlines launching its inaugural service to Muscle Shoals, Alabama from Pensacola International. Why Muscle Shoals? Well, we're going to find out. Matt Coughlin, Pensacola International Executive Director, going to join us at 5:20 this afternoon, and we're going to talk about this new service, new airline coming to Pensacola. They have a big event tomorrow, 2:15. Airport officials going to greet the public on the second level of the main terminal building to kind of kick off this new airline, Contour Airlines, heading up to Muscle Shoals, Alabama from Pensacola.
And speaking of the airways, I want to give you another reminder that the Blue Angels coming home on Monday. They've been training in California for the winter, but following this weekend's air show in Sacramento, they will be returning to Pensacola for the summer. The first training show you can catch from the Naval Air Museum will be early next month.
Yeah, April 2nd, I believe, is their first date.
That sounds right.
Something to that effect. Anyway, should be a very interesting blue season. I'm ready for it, and of course you'll know about anything that does happen with the Blues. Don't forget, sample ballots for the April 1st special general election have been mailed, so be looking for those. Have a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. Coming up, I have sports for you.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The White House wrestling with a federal judge over President Trump's effort to deport accused foreign gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. ACLU lawyer Lee Gellert argues the 18th century law is too sweeping.
If the president's power were unreviewable under this act, then anybody could be termed an alien enemy, saying you're part of this gang or that gang.
Judge James Boasberg calling the use of the act problematic during a court hearing today. Travelers expressing their frustration after a nearby fire led to mass cancellations at London's Heathrow Airport today.
Disgruntled. I was ready to go home.
I have no idea when I get the next flight. I'm actually flying to the U.S.
Well, an estimated 200,000 passengers have been stranded, though travel is picking back up at Europe's busiest airport. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tesla owners are trading in their EVs at record levels, according to a new analysis by national car shopping site Edmunds. The data from March shows the highest ever share Edmunds has seen for Tesla trade-ins towards newer used cars from dealerships that sell other brands. While investors bought Tesla shares after Trump's victory in November, they've been selling as of late, pushing the share price down by 42% this year. President Trump yesterday signed an executive order to increase domestic production of critical minerals, Trump directing federal agencies to compile lists of pending mineral projects and help expedite their review in coordination with federal officials. On Wall Street, during the final session of the week, stocks were higher, with the Dow eking out a victory up 32 points, the S&P added 4, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 92. Crude oil futures for May above 68 a barrel. That's your
to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I was pretty hungry and looking at a menu when I named my boat Change Your Tuna. The backup names were Trick or Trout, I Salmonly Swear, and oh, it gets worse. New Squid on the Block. It wasn't my best day.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it. And start with a quote from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ReFilings.com.
It's time for basketball, and Uber Eats is dropping deals on game day favorites to keep you locked in on the action. Like when you're craving a buzzer beater, but also buffalo wings. Or when an upset makes you want to ugly cry into a pizza. And right now, Uber Eats has game day deals from Burger King, Buffalo Wild Wings, KFC, and hundreds more local favorites. So you can keep your eyes on the ball and your hands on a burger. Order now, only on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
After battling through the brackets, one team gets the chance to climb the iconic Warner Ladder. The final net cutting is the culmination of all the hard work and effort it took to reach this moment. And getting here puts these players and coaches in rare air. It's the same for all the trade professionals working from 20 feet to 20 stories. Every day they challenge themselves to conquer new heights. And Warner is the brand they trust to have their backs. Warner, the number one pro ladder and official ladder of NCAA.
Looking for a bargain? The Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Women's Build Yard Sale at the ReStore is so big they have to take it out to the parking lot. Join them this Saturday from 8 until 2 at 6931 North 9th Avenue. That's the corner of 9th and Creighton. Amazing deals on furniture, clothing, kitchen essentials, children's toys, electronics, and more. Every dollar spent helps build homes and hope in our community. So don't miss it. Saturday from 8 until 2, 6931 North 9th Avenue. Shop, save, and support a great cause.
June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Every year, millions of older adults suffer from abuse, neglect, or exploitation, often in silence. If you suspect elder abuse, report it. One call can make a difference. Contact your local area agency on aging at 1-800-963-5337 or visit elderaffairs.org. Let's protect our elders. See something, say something.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andy McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and Belinda Carlisle, along with the girls, the Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm.
Did a show with them in New Orleans 1 year. I was told I had a good time. Okay, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
And you had a great time. I was just laughing at the intro. Don't quite remember that one.
Yeah, I was too drunk to remember that. Yeah, anyway, top three.
Okay, a piece of Pensacola's history was saved from destruction. On Thursday, the Architectural Review Board denied a demolition permit for a 133-year-old property at the corner of North 6th Avenue and Jackson Street. I went by that home. It may be run down, but it's a beauty.
Really?
It is absolutely a beauty. Developers from Eight Door Properties wanted to take down that structure and build two new homes. That home, by the way, built in 1892. It's a beauty. Florida Department of Law Enforcement agents arrested a man today in Panama City Beach, alleged to be a Russian mafia enforcer. Authorities say he's a criminal alien and a suspect in an FDLE Homeland Security investigation. The unidentified man is currently living in a multi-million dollar PCB residence. Bay County Sheriff officials declined to comment on this situation. And a traffic stop up in Century on North Century Boulevard led to the arrest of 23-year-old Cheyenne Filial, a passenger, not the driver now, a passenger who was found to be in possession of 42 grams of marijuana. She was transported to the Escambia Jail on a charge of possession of pot and later released on a $2,500 bond. Now, here we go with the driver. The unidentified driver said he didn't know the pot was in the vehicle. Can you imagine getting pulled over and saying, holy Toledo. So that's our top three stories for right now.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, giving you a quick March Madness update. We got the second half of the round of 64 happening throughout today. Two games on right now. One is at the half. It's number 4 Maryland beating number 13 Grand Canyon 42-28. And with 12 minutes to go, number 6 Ole Miss kind of beating up on number 11 North Carolina here, 59-43. As far as the games that have already concluded, the two biggest stories are probably going to be number 2 Alabama having to squeak past 15 seed Robert Morris, 90-81. That game was neck and neck for the bulk of it. Also, we had Colorado State, a 12 seed, beating 5 seed in Memphis, 78-70. Saturday and Sunday is going to be taken up with the round of 32.
Okay, NBA, NC2A, NHL, all coming up, the best sports around. Here's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update. 16 teams advanced. 16 are out of the brackets. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Welcome to day number two of the first round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Only a few upsets on day one. In the Midwest region bracket, the number 12 seed McNeese knocked off 5th seed Clemson 69-67. The McNeese Cowboys scored their first NCAA tournament win and will face 4th seed Purdue tomorrow. The Boilermakers defeated High Point 75-63. The 11th seed of the West region, Drake University, upended 6th seed Missouri 67-57. The Drake Bulldogs advanced to the second round against 3rd seed Texas Tech tomorrow. Drake seeks its first trip to the Sweet 16 since 1971. Texas Tech beat UNC Wilmington 82-72. Hall of Fame coaches Rick Pitino and John Calipari will square off in the second round. Former rivals in the Bluegrass State when Pitino coached Louisville and Calipari, Kentucky. Now Pitino at St. John's, Calipari at Arkansas. Thursday, Calipari's Razorbacks team, the 10th seed of the West Region, defeated 7th seed Kansas, coached by Bill Self, 79-72. St. John's last night fell behind Omaha 7-0 and then outscored the Mavericks by 37 points the rest of the game. 83-53, St. John's against Arkansas tomorrow. Other winners on the first day of the brackets, top seeds Auburn and Houston, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, Michigan, BYU, UCLA, Creighton, and Gonzaga. First of 16 games today, 12:15 Eastern Time.
Score! Alex Ovechkin puts three of a kind into the chase. That's 8-8-8.
On Monumental Sports Network, Alex Ovechkin scored the 888th goal of his NHL career to get within 7 of breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. Capitals beat the Flyers 3-2 and became the first NHL team to clinch a playoff spot. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Florida State Seminoles hosting its annual Pro Day for 18 of their football players. The special day gives them a chance to showcase their talent in front of almost 24 pro football teams. Potential first-round pick Azarie Thomas is one of the biggest names drawing attention, the defensive back rising as a potential late first-round pick in the NFL draft.
Okay, 30th annual Aggie Baseball Classic. Now, just a history. The week-long event featured local teams and also teams from three states. Tate, by the way, fell 13-7 to the First Academy Royals of Orlando in that championship game on Thursday night. Former coach for the University of Michigan football team being accused today of hacking and stealing the information of thousands of athletes. Garrett Tenney has more from Chicago.
Over the course of 8 years, federal prosecutors say that Matt Weiss illegally accessed and downloaded the personal information and medical data of more than 150,000 student athletes from more than 100 different universities. He then allegedly used that information to break into the social media and email accounts of more than 3,000 athletes, most of them women, to search for and then download private and intimate pictures and videos. According to the indictment, Weiss kept notes commenting on their bodies and sexual preferences. The 42-year-old is charged with 10 counts of identity theft, 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers.
Ugh. And Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever and Angel Reese's Chicago Sky making WNBA history this upcoming season. Their June 7th game at Chicago's United Center will air in primetime on CBS. It will be the first WNBA regular season game on broadcast television in primetime in league history. The same two teams will air on CBS in primetime on August 9th in Indianapolis. The Sky and Fever will meet for the season opener on May 17th on ABC.
Okay, gentlemen and ladies, start your engines this weekend. Three nights of racing at Five Flags Speedway starting in just a few hours from right now. Flag does drop tonight, and the NASCAR Cup Series driver looking for his first win hits the jackpot in Vegas. Joe Morgan has a recap in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Josh Berry has had success at Las Vegas Motor Speedway during his career, winning twice in a NASCAR Xfinity Series car. And his experience at the track helped him to his first NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What an unbelievable day for this car and that driver, Josh Berry.
Josh Berry and the Wood Brothers win in Las Vegas.
Sound courtesy of FS1, Berry became the fourth straight Wood Brothers Racing driver to earn his first cup win in the number 21 Ford. Berry beat out Daniel Suarez after a restart with 19 laps to go, with Berry pulling away for a convincing victory. Ryan Preece, William Byron, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top five. Christopher Bell finished 12th as he failed in his attempt to become the first driver to win four straight cup races since Jimmy Johnson accomplished the feat in 2007. The Cup Series now heads to Florida, for the Straight Talk Wireless 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway. Race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the Washington Capitals picked up a 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Flyers at Capital One Arena Thursday. With all eyes on Alex Ovechkin, the Cap star opened to scoring with the 888th goal of his career, putting him now just seven away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Washington returns to the ice on Saturday, hosting the Florida Panthers.
Here's a story for you. 11-year-old who unpacked a rare baseball card has sold the card at auction. Jared Max has the numbers.
A one-of-a-kind baseball card that had been encased like the Mona Lisa at a pre-Super Bowl event last month in New Orleans, sold for $1.1 million at auction. The price included a buyer's premium. The 2024 Topps Chrome Update MLB debut patch autograph card of Pittsburgh Pirates phenom pitcher Paul Skeens was sold by Fanatics Collect. The auction house was picked by an unidentified family whose 11-year-old had landed the one-of-a-kind Paul Skeens card that includes an autograph and a patch from the jersey Skeens wore in his major league debut. The Pirates wanted the card. The team offered 30 years of season tickets for it, plus a meeting with Paul Skeens and two signed jerseys, but the family chose to have the card auctioned instead. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. And just a couple moments ago, we were talking about the March Madness score update. Just want to remind you that our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, is your home for March Madness all throughout the tournament. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, Border Patrol officials in San Diego sharing an update on border crossings. These numbers are going to not surprise you. You probably expect them. Here's Christian Goodwin.
Acting San Diego Border Patrol Chief Jeffrey Stalnaker says over 6 miles of concertina wire and an increase of military personnel have led to a significant decrease of illegal entries at the sector.
Almost halfway through the current fiscal year, we have apprehended just over 43,000 illegal aliens. That is over a 70% decrease from the same time last year.
Noting last year at this time, there were between 1,200 to 1,400 entries a day, also acknowledging an increase of support from federal prosecutors.
They have accepted over 1,000 criminal cases this fiscal year alone.
Noting there are over 1,900 agents and about 750 DOD personnel currently working at the sector. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some usual evening traffic on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight, and this weekend has highs in the mid to low 70s.
Okay, the first day of spring is going to bring cold weather and storms to the central U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean is in with the latest.
It may say the first day of spring on the calendar, but we have a winter storm cranked up, bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Winds should die down later today after several inches of snow, rough travel conditions, and the risk of power outages across the area. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible for parts of Illinois and Indiana. High fire danger continues over the Plain States with dry conditions and strong winds, while heavy rain moves into the Northwest and New England. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
A food delivery company and a finance company joining forces. Delivery app DoorDash announced a partnership with Klarna. That is a buy now, pay later app. The announcement didn't specify a start date, but said the two companies will begin working together in the coming months.
Okay, I'm thinking about maybe doing the house buying or house selling event. Well, mortgage rates holding steady today, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate 30-year fixed mortgage 6.71%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage 6.12%. The SEC, by the way. And I'm not talking about the Southeastern Conference football team.
Thank
league
God.
Here. I'm talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission. Is hosting a crypto task force roundtable today. President Trump says he wants a legal framework establishing for this growing industry. Fox's Grady Trimble has more on this business story.
Today marks the start of a series of meetings of this crypto task force, but don't expect any major decisions. Instead, it's a chance to get a bunch of crypto experts and stakeholders and just regular members of the public who want to weigh in into the same room to discuss what regulations on the industry would look like. Today's roundtable discussion comes just weeks after the Trump administration established a strategic Bitcoin reserve and digital asset stockpile, and just one day after the president spoke virtually to a cryptocurrency conference in New York, calling for the U.S. to become the undisputed Bitcoin superpower and the crypto capital of the world.
And the Department of Justice removing disability guidelines for U.S. businesses. A press release announcing the decision says it was made to not only comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, but also combat the cost of living crisis. Nearly half of the guidelines being rescinded had been implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hey, the Postal Service is introducing new delivery standards, saving $36 billion over the next decade, including a plan to cut 10,000 employees through a voluntary early retirement program. Starting April 1st, 75% of first-class mail will be delivered at the current 1 to 5 day range. 14% will experience faster times. 11% will see slower delivery times.
All righty, 4:50 here. We'll take one final break. When we return, we'll get some health news for you, along with, if there's time, maybe some pop culture stuff. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the Big Easy Sounds of Corey LaDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. We appreciate that ride home. Some drugs being sold on Amazon are being recalled, and it's a name you know. Lillian Wu has more.
Thousands of bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon are being recalled because of the risk of child poisoning. The problem not with the antihistamine, but the packaging, according to officials, who announced the recall of the Benadryl in 100-milliliter round dark plastic bottles with pink and white labels. Child-resistant packaging is a requirement by the Poison Prevention Packaging Act for Benadryl, which contains diphenhydramine. The recall affects approximately 2,300 bottles purchased from the site from July 2023 through October 2024. Customers can request a refund from RCell, listed as the distributor. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And forecasters are warning those with seasonal allergies that pollen counts will be higher than usual across much of the U.S. this year. A senior meteorologist at AccuWeather said Thursday that pollen counts will exceed historical averages in 39 states as the warm weather approaches. The experts say those who suffer from allergies should prepare for an intense allergy season that could linger into autumn.
And yes, healthcare big business here. A healthcare giant boosting investment in U.S. manufacturing. Jenny Casola has more on the report.
Johnson & Johnson, the biotech giant, will boost spending in the U.S. by 25% over the next 4 years. The $55 billion will be for manufacturing, research and development, and technology. J&J says the boost will help speed up drug discovery and development and will create jobs. It made the announcement as it started construction on a previously announced biologics manufacturing facility in Wilson, North Carolina. That site is expected to create more than 500 jobs and will focus on medicines for people with cancer, neurological, and immune-related diseases. J&J's consumer unit was spun off 2 years ago and is named Kenvue. Chinico Sola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, this final quick check of the roads and weather brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. As for the roads, dealing with some minor backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and a little bit on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, it's 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight. This weekend is going to have highs in the mid to low 70s. Should be mostly clear skies.
455 News Radio 92.3. If you've told your dentist at least one lie, you are definitely not alone. Lisa Brady has more on the story.
This is House Call for Health. It turns out the majority of Americans are lying through their teeth at the dentist's office. A survey conducted by Talker Research and commissioned by Aspen Dental asked 2,000 Americans about their dental hygiene. 57% of those surveyed said they lie to their dentist during appointments. A third surveyed said they lie because they don't want their dentist to think less of them. The study also looking at obstacles to dental care, with 24% saying anxiety keeps them from going to see the dentist. The American Dental Association recommends going for a checkup on average every 6 months. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a measles outbreak in West Texas, now surpassing the total number of cases seen nationwide during all of last year. The latest numbers from Health and Human Services show 309 confirmed cases. The epicenter remains a rural community that has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state, but cases have popped up in three new counties.
This might make some folks happy, and then again, on the other side of the equation, it might not. An end to the legal battle over a holiday classic is over. Monica DeLuca has that story.
A California judge has ruled for a dismissal of the case against Mariah Carey and her hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Songwriters Andy Stone and Troy Powers filed the suit in November 2023, claiming Carey's song had infringed on their 1989 country song of the same name. The duo had alleged that Carey's 1994 song required a license of their track and a songwriting credit. They were seeking $20 million. The judge says there was not enough evidence to prove her song infringed on that country song. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And Neil Young says the changing situation on the ground is the reason he's canceling a planned free show in Ukraine. Young announced a concert earlier this month following the tense February 28th White House meeting between Ukrainian President Zelensky and President Trump. Young called Ukraine a great country with a good leader.
You have to wonder who does his scheduling.
That was a bold move.
Hey, Neil, you're going to be doing a concert in the Ukraine. Congratulations. 458 News Radio 92.3. They've had a problem over in London. Big fire. Officials at London's Heathrow Airport working to get that facility back open after a fire knocked out power in that area. They're just now starting to get planes back into London.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Greg Palcott has the latest from London's Heathrow Airport.
We are getting some encouraging indications, but as of now, this place remains shut down. It is due to what is described as a significant fire in an electrical substation overnight nearby, which serves the airport. That fire has been brought under control, and there are reports power is now being restored to the airport. Still, the incident led to the cancellation of over 1,300 flights, affecting and in some cases stranding more than 200,000 passengers. Many planes diverted, some simply sent back. There is currently no suspicion of foul play concerning that fire, but still no cause. UK's counterterrorism command is leading the investigation due to, in the government's words, the impact on this critical piece of national infrastructure.
Okay, News Radio 92.3 heading up to the 5 o'clock hour. FDOT reporting today drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton Road north to Olive, Gregory Street from North Palafox to East to 14th. A resurfacing work from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound closed. Northbound drivers are being detoured to make a U-turn at Broad Street onto Highway 29 southbound to access the 10 freeway eastbound. And a new temporary on-ramp for Highway 29 southbound drivers accessing the 10 freeway eastbound is now open.
Wow.
Hope everybody got that down. We'll be back in about 12 minutes for the latest news and weather.
Hold on. Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.